Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
It's all COVID right now as we're about to hit the busiest travel day of the year on Wednesday and the Thanksgiving holiday, and most of the health officials are warning to stay put. And I know you're covering the latest.
Yeah, it's not only a warning, but we are seeing rates going up on Long Island and Staten Island, Rochester and Syracuse. All of these areas are now on the verge of possibly going into sort of a higher safety rating. You know, the Governor Cuomo has a system of color-coded ratings, yellow, orange, red. The darker it is, the worse the number of cases, and therefore the more number of restrictions on movement. His warning this weekend was that some of these areas could move into a more serious oversight warning area. That could mean the shutdown of such things as gyms and hair salons if the rate continues as it is as we move into the holiday weekend. At the same time, along those lines, Senator Chuck Schumer, seeing the spike increasing across not only New York, but even more so in other states, has called again for the Defense Production Act to allow for companies to really ramp up production of masks, gloves, face shields, and other equipment so that hospitals and other healthcare facilities will be prepared for any kind of spike in the winter rather than being caught off guard like earlier this year.
The other thing you're following for us this morning has to do with the state Senate and the races that will decide whether or not the Democrats have a supermajority. They're very close now after Michelle Hinchey has won the 46th Senate district.
That's right. She won the district that covers parts of the Capital Region and parts of the Catskills. There's still counting going on key races on Long Island, especially in Syracuse and Westchester. The Democrats are on the cusp of it, and I think they're widely expected any day to reach that 42nd out of 63 seats, which would give them a supermajority, which could allow them to override any vetoes of Governor Cuomo. But I think that maybe what will happen if they reach this supermajority is rather than the Senate Democrats going more to the left politically, I actually think that'll make them more moderate because you're not going to have the same concentration of New York City members of the conference. You're going to have a number of more upstate members from Buffalo, two from Rochester, and as we said, Michelle Hinchey from Saugerties. So it's not going to be as dominated by the city Democrats, and therefore could end up being a more moderate conference.
Yancey Roy is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. Thanks, Yancey. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.